In June, my wife and I celebrated our 43rd wedding anniversary. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. In those 43 years, we've had some interesting holiday gatherings, but none like the one in Atlanta, Georgia, that never happened. We were young, married only a few years, and seeking out a new adventure in Atlanta, where I had just received a job offer to program one of the first talk radio stations in the country, Ring Radio. I can still remember our drive to Atlanta. We followed each other down I-85, she in her Monte Carlo and me in my Honda Civic. We were young and very inexperienced. Diane had barely been out of the state of Ohio, and our honeymoon was the first time that either of us had been out of the country. In Atlanta, we made friends quickly. Many folks were just like us, Northerners who had come to the South for work. All had left families in places like Ohio and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and had to meet friends and make friends in our new environment or be alone. So people were very friendly. Diane and I joined the local Catholic Church, a small gathering of mostly Northerners that met in a small activity center with an Irish priest, a missionary to the U.S. It was the mid-1970s, and Vietnam was still fresh in the country's consciousness. I was in the Army Reserves and had drill weekends in Rome, Georgia, as well as summer camps in Wisconsin, Virginia, and other posts. One of our church's outreach was to adopt a few South Vietnamese families who had settled in our area. Life in Atlanta was going pretty well until we realized that we would not be going home for Thanksgiving. My new job meant that we would be celebrating the holiday away from our families in Ohio. And then Diane had a great idea. I'm sure that there are other couples like us who won't be making it home to their families this Thanksgiving. Let's host a big Thanksgiving dinner here, she reasoned. That's a great idea, I exclaimed. I could already taste Diane's great cooking, and so we did. We invited four other couples to join us, and everyone accepted. Diane prepared the menu. We bought a turkey, and I even got a holiday ham from my employer, so we had plenty of food for everyone. The day before our big feast, one of the couples called to tell us they wouldn't be making it to dinner. Her husband was able to get last-minute plane tickets, and they were going home to Michigan. Well, there were still three couples joining us. That night, while Diane was getting all of the ingredients together and doing some baking, the phone rang, and you guessed it, another couple called to cancel. Boy, there sure is going to be a lot of food for six people, I said with a little disappointment in my voice. Thanksgiving morning, the phone rang twice more, each with the same news that our guests would be spending Thanksgiving somewhere else. We were in shock. All this food, the expectations of a good time we would have, and all of that vanished as I hung up the phone for the final time. The next hour or so was spent with shared tears and disappointment. What do we do now? What do we do with a turkey and a ham and all the side dishes and the dessert? And then Diane had an idea. Let's box it all up and bring it to the Vietnamese families our church had sponsored so they can celebrate our U.S. holiday with their families. She said that as she choked back tears. At least someone would be having a family holiday. And that's exactly what we did. It's difficult to describe the look on the faces of the Vietnamese families as we dropped off this American feast. And although they were still learning to speak English, their tearful thank yous, head bows, and smiles were all that we needed to know that we were not only doing the right thing, but that somehow God was directing the entire story. When we returned home to our apartment, we realized that it was late and we had still not eaten. "What do you want on your pizza?" I asked as I dialed the local pizza shop. "Pepperoni and green peppers," was her reply. And 30 minutes later, we were enjoying our Thanksgiving meal, alone, but laughing, glad to be together, and somehow knowing that God had used us to deliver a miracle to families who will forever remember their first Thanksgiving Day. This is Tony Agnese.